This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday dedicated to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The three supercomputers, worth around 130 crore rupees, have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "This launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research." Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said, "They are the biggest foundation of India's success in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said, "This achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace." The Prime Minister said that India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Prime Minister said that the country's dream is to become self-reliant in the field of technology through scientific research. Mr. Modi asserted that India is committed to empowering the world and humankind with the help of technology and initiatives like Digital India, Startup India and ambitious projects like Gaganyaan have been launched for this purpose. The Reserve Bank of India has announced that in consultation with the Government of India, the limit for ways and means advances for the second half of the 2024-25 financial year will be 50,000 crore rupees, effective from October 2024 to March 2025. The RBI may initiate new market loans once the government has utilized 75% of this WMA limit. The Apex Bank, in consultation with the government, retains the flexibility to revise the limit at any time based on prevailing circumstances. The interest rate for WMA will be set at the repo rate, while the rate for overdraft will be 2% above the repo rate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar attended a productive IBSA Foreign Ministers meeting yesterday alongside his Brazilian counterpart Moura Vieira and South African counterpart Ronald Lamola. Dr. Jaishankar stated that IBSA nations actively participate and shape global discourses on development, sustainable development goals, poverty eradication, multilateralism and South-South cooperation. He noted that the ministers shared convergent views on the need for reforms of the UN system and its Security Council. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that consultations should intensify as these debates become more urgent. IBSA, which stands for India, Brazil and South Africa, is a forum that brings together these three large democracies and economies. The foreign ministers of the L69 group of countries met yesterday on the sidelines of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The meeting was chaired by Dr. Rolf E. Gonzalez, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, in his role as spokesperson of the L69. Against the backdrop of the Summit of the Future, leaders of the African Union Committee of 10, C10, participated in this annual high-level meeting to discuss the status of the intergovernmental negotiations on Security Council reform. The ministers reaffirmed their support for the common African position as outlined in the Ezulwini Consensus and Sirte Declaration. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked the states and union territories to undertake appropriate activities to make communities aware regarding the monkeypox disease. In an advisory, the ministry requested the states to develop a surveillance strategy. It also provided a list of laboratories operationalized for testing. The advisory includes clinical management protocols, infection prevention and control practices, as well as a risk communication strategy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.